Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 loyal, faithful Twan Talk listeners. It's your girl Twan, and I'm hitting you today on this winning Wednesday with a triple header, baby. Ah, I'm so excited. Let's get excited. If you're watching me via the YouTube channel at Praise284, or you can just Google Twan Allen and access the behind-the-scenes live podcast version with a bunch of bonuses and things like that, just testing out something new, and just very excited, family. I'm so excited about this triple header, family. If you are tuning in, you're tuning in to episode 21 of Twan Talk Headlines, baby, and my name is Twan. I am the host and executive producer of this podcast, and also if you're watching via video, so I am actually the host, I guess. I don't know. I don't take myself too serious, family, or too seriously. I just love to laugh at myself. I'm sort of childlike in a way, and so although I'm a woman, honey, I'm 100% woman, let's not get it twisted, but I am, you know, I do enjoy little childish things from time to time. As the Word of God declares, you know, in order for us to see the kingdom of God, we must humble ourselves as little children. As little children, God bless the children of the nations on today. All right, so family, without further ado, let's get a few housekeeping items out of the way. If you would like to call into this live broadcast, episode 21, and just listen to the show, you may do so by dialing 713-955-0672. Please allow me to reverberate. 713-955-0672. Thank you so much for sharing that number out. It is to people, to friends or associates or acquaintances you may know who you believe will benefit from the content of this program as we endeavor to make Jesus famous, baby, to make him famous throughout all of the earth. As we take this broadcast, this podcast, and these videos to the nation, I'm hearing from you. And you guys are liking what you're hearing. You're supporting it. Germany, I see you. Australia, I see you. Africa, I see you, baby. Mother Africa, I see you. The Middle East, I see you. China, I see you. Japan, I see you. I'm like so excited. Yo, God is up to something, baby, and I'm so excited. Also, I would like to announce, just take a few minutes to announce this additional housekeeping item, family. Today, I decided that we're going to have a new broadcast time just to give me more time to prepare for these podcasts in the morning. So the new live time for these podcasts, before the radio show, will be 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also, family, throughout episode 20, I decided that I need a break. And so what I'm going to do, family, is I'm most likely going to take tomorrow off. And so I will return Monday at 7 a.m., Monday, December 28th, at 7 a.m., family. And so I'll return to share content with you, to love on you, and to help you. And let's help each other. So you already know what time it is, family. You already know what to do, and you guys are fantastic at it. You go ham on the retweets of my content. I love it. You go ham on the likes. I'm loving it. I see you. You go ham on the retweets. I don't even have ads. You guys are amazing. Keep it up. You folks who are just joining us, that's just how we roll. We just go ham on social media. Because this is not about us, but we are part of a peaceful endeavor, family, to do as the great Roy Fields, the psalmist Roy Fields of Run With Fire Ministry says, to make Jesus famous, baby, to make sweet Jesus famous. Oh, I love it. I love it today. Are you winning on today? I mean, I'm coming to you, and this is like the third podcast, huh? Huh? That's how we get down, huh? on a Wednesday, baby. On a Wednesday. Oh, I just got straight gangster. Like, if you guys are watching the video, I just got a little gangster, huh? Because it's so much fun serving God and serving you guys and loving on you guys and creating this quality content. Doors are opening supernaturally. I feel it, baby. I feel it. We are going to the nation. And soon and very soon, but in God's time, the right people with the right level of influence, they're going to see us and see what we're doing. And they're going to want to be a part of it. And all will be well. And I'll be able to come to you one-on-one in your respective cities and speak to you and love on you and have affordable ticket prices, because I'm all about being affordable, honey. I love me some Dollar Tree. Big up to Dollar Tree in the States. Everything is a dollar. I love it. I go in there, I can afford everything. I get excited. I get excited, family, about the Dollar Tree. I love saving money because that's more money I save is the more I can give and we can give to charities, family. The more I can decrease my overhead is the more we can give to charities and to humanitarian causes, to raise awareness and to support those who are doing great exploits, extraordinary exploits with our military families, with our children. Okay? So having said that, family, I look forward to connecting with you again at 7 a.m. on Monday, December 28th. December 28th. I'll see you Monday, December 28th. It's your birthday. Hey. But anybody who has a birthday today, hey, or anybody who has a birthday this weekend, baby, I'm dancing for you. You better tune in to that YouTube video for episode 21, because this is dancing for you. We getting our birthday dance, so, huh? It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. Happy birthday if it's your birthday. Okay. But right now, family, I have to focus. I got to wake up. This is the third triple header. I'm so excited. You may need to adjust your volume because I just breathe. I'm so excited. Family, when you love what you do, this is my passion because God is my passion. Loving all people is my passion. Huh? So having said that, family, this is going to be a very succinct podcast. I don't know. I can't say that, family. I'm just kidding with you. Actually, probably just joshing with you. Because basically, with the Holy Spirit being the CEO of this podcast, this broadcast, these videos that we've just recently implemented, these behind the scenes, huh? So my life is not my own. And so at any point in time, I am subject to the Holy Spirit just taking control because God is in control. And because he is Lord over our lives, we must submit to him. His will be done, not our will. So sometimes, family, I may want to jump in a headline, and the Holy Spirit may say, nah, daughter, I need for you to talk about this. I need for you to talk about relationships, some stuff I see, you know, and I need for you to talk about it. That's why I open up this opportunity. And do know that any back end that I get from any of these podcasts, broadcasts, books, whatever we're doing from a content creation and creative standpoint, a certain portion is always earmarked for charity. So when you invest, in these podcasts and these broadcasts, and when you invest in the book On the Periphery of Death, available via Amazon, just click on the link on my show host page or just Google it. On the Periphery of Death by Twine. A certain portion of my earnings always is earmarked for charity. So just know when you take your time and you invest and the advertisers see it and I get a cut on the back end or whatever the situation may be set up for each respective contract, you are investing well. You are investing wisely. And you are helping us to make Jesus famous, baby, not me, honey, because I'm just like you. I'm not a celebrity. I'm just a people lover, not a people pleaser, but a people lover, right? And I'm real about this thing, huh? Real about it, okay? So having said that, family, the order of the show is basically going to be, we're going to have a prayer. You know who our go-to prayer warrior, powerhouse prayer warrior is in the kingdom of God, huh? All the way from Ghana, West Africa, honey, Mother Africa, babe. I love Africa. Africa is calling for me, has been for years. I'll get into the story one day, but right now I have to stay focused because this is a triple header and folks need their headlines. They're like, Twan, I hear you talking, baby, but where are the headlines? Oh, I got you. I got you and you and you and you, honey. I got you. You know, you see those movies that people do that? I always want to do that. I don't know. I'm sort of goofy like that. All right. So, having said this, family, this podcast is also being recorded. So, if you want to see the video for episode 21, access my YouTube channel that I just recently started utilizing again. Episode 21 of Twan Talk Headlines via Praise 284, or just Google Twan Allen. And it'll take you to the video and the behind the scenes so you can just see what we're up to, huh? Okay, so having said that, family, we've got our housekeeping items out of the way. Have I shared with you how much I appreciate you, how much I love you, love you, love you, and I really do. And I thank you with all my heart. I see all of your activities. I read your DMs, and I'm still behind, super behind on my notifications. But I will be catching up over the holidays. But then you may not see as many much social media activity for me on the weekends because I will utilize that time to rest and recharge my batteries, okay? So I can be charged up, like Drake says, huh? Like Drizzy says. I'm charged up, right? I'll be charged up for you, baby, on Monday through Friday. But don't look for me on Saturday, Sunday. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and I feel my help coming on, huh? Because I get tomorrow off. I'm off tomorrow. Oh, Christmas Eve. I'm off tomorrow. Yippee! All right, so having said that, family, back to business. We are blessed. We are blessed with a passage and a prayer from Brother Richmond Mensah. Okay, and I want to talk about being gay. Let's talk about being gay. Let's address this thing. So, Bill Brother Richmond Mensah, powerful, powerful, online prayer ministry. He has a posting concerning us being gay, family. All of us, we need to be gay. We need to be more gay, I should put it. If you're already gay, God bless you and keep you. But I'm talking about we need to increase our happiness barometer, our gayness. What did you think I was talking about? Huh? How you doing? Like Wendy Williams said. And an acronym for today for being gay is simply this: God adores you. So let's get excited. Let's be happy. If you, if God breathes the breath of life upon you, and you are among the living beings here on earth in this formation, and you are vibrating at a frequency in which others can see and hear you, huh? You're not a spirit. Your spirit is clothed with, clothed by a shell that we call the flesh, huh? It half of the time is up to no good. That's why we have to, you know, crucify. If you're Christians, you believe in crucifying the flesh, huh? But if you are listening within the sound of my voice, I want you to get happy. I want you to be gay. Or even more gay, actually. want you to be happy. That's what gay is being happy, family. Being happy who you are in your own skin and being respectful of those things in which we understand not. Life is a mystery. But we need more happiness. We need more gayness in our life. So, having said that, let's go into the prayer. Before we get into the headlines, because there's a purpose, because I'm off tomorrow, and I'm excited. I'm excited. Y'all know it doesn't take much for your girl to get excited. And the prayer by Brother A.J. Minza. In Ghana, with Africa, with Africa. I love saying that, okay? Mother Africa, baby, huh? Motherland. The prayer is simply this. First of all, on the passage, it says, God adores you. Speaking to you. If you're listening to this podcast today, if you're watching this video, you're watching me act silly because I'm running off fumes because I haven't had any breakfast or lunch, and it's real time, 2:03 p.m., and all I've been living off of is alcohol, the water, and lemon water. But after this, baby, because you know I love to eat, your girl is going to feast upon something great. But first, I may take a selfie and send it out, huh? Okay. But family, because the Holy Spirit strengthens me, I am sustained by your energy, your positive energy, by your love. Without it, in the absence of it, I will shrivel up literally and die. Die, I will. Without the absence of your love and God's love. Without the love, sweet Jesus, who died at Calvary. He is the reason for the season. Let's not get it twisted. Don't you go broke, baby. Don't you go broke trying to keep up with the Joneses, when the Joneses can't even keep up with themselves in this economy in the 21st century. Don't you go broke. Your very presence is enough. Your presence, not presence. Okay? Your very presence, your absence, your effervescence. Huh? Your extraordinary creativity and ability to write a handwritten card on a notebook paper and give it to someone and tell them how much you love them or call somebody after you pay your phone bill, huh? If it's not already paid, huh? Don't go in debt in 2016. Don't take that debt from 2015 into 2016. You're worth more than that. There's going to be some major debt cancellation going on. If you listen, if you're listening within the sound of my voice, and you can receive it, as you listen to people like Dave Ramsey and the Power Guy that comes on Family Life Station, and they talk about financial aptitude and financial responsibility. And other folks who I'm not privy to, but maybe you are, that are in the financial consultant and in financial advisement area. Huh? George Lucas is married to Melody, and I believe that she has a financial consulting firm. I don't know if she's still practicing. But some of you who are not good with finances, in the area of finances, if you need help, get it, because God wants to cancel some of your debt, but if you don't have the physical discipline to sustain that when you're debt-free or when you have minimum debt and you have a healthy debt ratio, high debt to whatever ratio, debt-to-income ratio or whatever it's called, it eludes me right now. They look at it when you're purchasing homes and cars and things like that. Debt to income ratio, I believe, is what it is. But if it's healthy, you want to keep it that way. You want to maintain it. Let's get in wisdom here. For it is not wise at this one particular time of year to lose your ever-loving financial mind, sound financial mind, and throw all of the great financial consultations and consultants that you hear of, and they're saying don't go in debt, and the Holy Spirit is saying don't go in debt, don't carry that debt into 2016, if you are able to, and I submit that you are well able, because we serve a God that is well able to cancel any debt for you in your life and in your bloodline, and in your bloodline's bloodline. Huh? But if you're spending, it's out of whack, you're going to be right back to square one. And so even if your debt was wiped away today, if you don't have the fiscal discipline to stay debt free or keep your debt at a minimum, all debt is not bad debt. Huh? All debt is not bad debt. But when your debt income ratio supersedes itself to the point where no good revolving credit, that's a problem. Or you don't have acceptable credit, that's a challenge. Look within your social media platforms and trust God, or look within your city, open up the phone book, and believe God for a financial advisor, a financial consultant, someone to help you. And do that investment in yourself if you have the funds to do it. These people, they study that stuff. I don't study it. I don't even know why I'm talking about it. I wouldn't even be talking about it unless the Holy Spirit is leading me to say, and I said it in another podcast, the Holy Spirit and God does not want you going into debt when all he requires is your worship, your praise. So within your sphere of influence, within your family and friends, if you don't have it, you tell them, and if that's not good enough, well, bless them anyway. But don't go in debt, family. Not now, not this year for Christmas, and not next year, because it's not about that. It's not about that. It's not about present. It's about time, making memories. It's about Jesus Christ and the birth of our Lord and Savior and how we choose to celebrate it on this pagan holiday. In our practice as Christians, it is not pagan because our spirit is in the right place, but because it was originally a pagan holiday and no one really knows when Jesus the Christ was born. Some scholars think it may have been in April because that was like lamb birthing season, and he is the Lamb of God. He is the Good Shepherd. But I cannot definitively stand here and tell you that I know when Jesus Christ was born, and I'm a Christian, and I can't tell you that. And most Christians can't tell you that. But I know that we choose December 25th, the pagan holiday, to celebrate Jesus Christ. And I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it because I don't just celebrate and adore him on December 25th. It's a 24/7 thing with most of us. Huh? So, having said that, family, don't go in debt. Don't go in debt, family. Keep it at a minimum. You know, some of you guys need to get together with your families and do Secret Santa, honey. Secret Santa, baby. So you buy a gift from one person in your clique and in your squad and save you some money, or take that money and allocate it towards a charity. They have year-end budgets. And some of them are in the red and not the black, and they'll be taking that balance from their general ledger over to 2016 fundraising, like something mad. Request a donation in your inboxes. Because they need money. This world just works off of money. And sometimes, family, if your family members or your friends, or, you know, if you're a celebrity and your devotees and your fans and you're listening to this podcast, because we do have celebrities and well-known folks who are listening, and they've got in contact with me and I'm cool with it, I love you, I support most of you who listen. And I appreciate you for listening. Now, I'm not going to put you on blast or anything, but God bless you. Well, family, this broadcast, you'd be surprised who's listening to us. I'd probably be surprised. You know? But what it is real recognizes real, and everyone loves to be validated. Everyone needs the human nature in and of itself. It needs companionship, for it is not good for man to be alone. It needs validation. We need validation. We need words of affirmation, positive words of affirmation, because you can affirm anything. You can affirm negativity if you choose to. But I'm talking about optimism and uplifting things and positive words of affirmation. Huh? You'd be surprised what you attract. You start vibrating at such a frequency of love for the things of God and the people of God. Whether they be believers or not, we have atheists and agnostic, Muslims, Sikh people, Jewish people, beautiful Jewish people. We have beautiful everybody who listen to this podcast and have listened to it for years. I've been in the game for over a decade now. So the show has gone through many changes, many iterations, right? But we have the whole rainbow listening to us, believers and unbelievers. And they love us, and they support us, family. And some of the unbelievers, they support us, they support the podcast. And some of the agnostics, more than some of the believers. You know, that's neither here nor there. I appreciate any support you give. Because, family, you don't have to do anything. I have no expectations. All I make are humble requests. That it's something that is said in me or through me or by me, huh? And it resonates with you. Guess what? It looks like it's going to resonate with someone within your social media sphere of influence. Because you are a world changer. You are a leader, huh? You're not a peon. I don't care what you're doing right now. You could be a janitor. You are somebody. You're somebody to me because you're somebody to God. You are a child of God, and I love you. Huh? And just because today you may be a janitor, honey, next week you may own your very own commercial cleaning service. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Do not despise small beginnings. But I say all this to say, family, as I focus on the things God. We have about 15 minutes left in the podcast. I have to get into headlines because I got excited in the beginning because I'm off tomorrow and I'm off on Friday and I'm off on Saturday and Sunday, huh? I'm off on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, huh? And I'll be back with you to love on you, to encourage you, to help you on Monday, December 28th at 7 a.m., family. So I encourage you with 60 seconds left in the live podcast, the live radio show broadcast, I encourage you to listen to, beginning from last week, in my essence, beginning from last Monday is when we decided to come back live to the airwaves, and God opened up the opportunity via the Blog Talk Radio platform. And so I encourage you to listen if you have time. I know you're going to be busy with your family, but if you have time in between your reading and your quiet time and your stillness and your praying and your meditation, which I really hope all of you are doing, because prayer and meditation, there's so much research being done about how it's excellent for your health. But listen to some of the old podcasts with about 8 seconds left in the live portion of the podcast. I want to bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Twan. Bye-bye. All right, family. We just entered into the overdrive portion. We have about a good 10, 12 minutes of the overdrive portion. If you're watching via video, via YouTube video, you're seeing it all behind the scenes. We're no longer live. We are in the overdrive portion, okay? And when overdrive for the podcast and the radio show cuts off, it'll be available via the archives. We'll still be going live via video. So catch up on these videos by visiting my YouTube channel that I just started this week re-uploading content to or loading content to, Praise 284. That's P-R-A-I-Z 284. You can find all this information via my Twitter account. Excuse me. Simply Google Twine Talk. Simply Google Twine Talk. T-A-W-A-N-D-T-A-L-K. You'll see all of how we can connect and stay connected as a family via social media. Okay? So without further ado, we've already talked about increasing our happiness barometer, okay? So that all is well with us. There's nothing wrong with having fun in life and laughing at yourself, you know, not taking yourself so seriously. Huh? This makes you attractive to people. Regardless of what you look like externally from an aesthetic standpoint. Aesthetic. That's a hard word to say, Ben. I tell you, aesthetic. Okay? Aesthetic. But what you look like externally, if you increase your happiness barometer, especially as a child of God, you're going to be so good looking. Look at you. Look at you with your good looking self. Yeah, I'm talking to you, baby. I'm talking to you, child of God. You're going to be so attractive. Because light attracts light. God and Jesus, they're the light of this world. You will illuminate the precious Holy Spirit and God's light. Huh? And even people who may not normally find you attractive, okay, you are right and stuff. You know what I'm saying? We are right. We're all right and stuff. You know, we just working with what God gave us. But I humbly submit to you as you pray and as you meditate and you sit through your energy in stillness and you shut out some of the noise. You sort of work with what you have, you know, like take a bath, use soap and water and things like that, brush your teeth at least twice daily, floss and things like that. You know, regular maintenance, personal maintenance, grooming, things like that. But as you take care of your spirit and of your spirit woman, beloved, dear heart, I humbly submit to you, you will be so attractive to others. Honey, they may have to call security on for you. Huh, wake up and smell the coffee. Smell the aroma, the sweet aroma of Jesus Christ, the Christ of Nazareth. And join us today as we endeavor to make Jesus famous, baby. Hashtag make Jesus famous. Hashtag let's make Jesus famous. Speak of that famous earlier. You know, I'm from the South, but sometimes we just roll, stress up the word. It's like, woo, like we get tired. I don't know. We get tired. But when you join us, as we endeavor to support each other, love each other, be kind to each other, and in humanity, if we endeavor to make Jesus famous throughout all the earth, in this podcast, we are taking him to the nation. Huh? We're lifting up the name of God. We're lifting up Jesus. All right? And let God be glorified. So, without further ado, because we have to get into the headlines, let's go over to Brother Richmond's Instagram account. He already spoke on the fact. The man of God has shared with you and is sharing with us today from Ghana, what? Africa. Mother Africa. All right? That God adores you. So if you're listening to this podcast today, if you're watching via the YouTube channel, take solace in the fact that God adores you, right? God delights himself. He created us to worship him. So he is in love with you. And he loves when we, as his children, follow up with him over and over again, every day. Let it be fresh, fresh love for God. Over and over again, fresh love for sweet Jesus. Over and over again. Just fall in love with him. Fall in love with him. I fall in love with him more than I do myself. Huh? My life is not my own. It belongs to him. So, Brother A.J. Minza has already shared with us from Ghana, West Africa. Basically, God adores you. So this is something to be gay about, to be happy and to be proud of. Huh? Increase your happiness barometer, and all will be well with you. Learn how to laugh and joke and play like little children without worrying about who's going to think and think what of you and all that stuff. Who cares? So what? Who cares, as Joy Behar says? Huh? On The View. So what? Who cares? They do that thing on Saturday Night Live. One of my neighbors is an engineer for Saturday Night Live. Great. Great man. Great husband, great family man. He has an investment property next door that he actually lives in. And he travels to New York, to the city, every weekend to do the show. Awesome man. I love Saturday Night Live. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Half since I was a kid. Right? Okay. So, Brother A.J. Minza has already told us that God adores you. So you listen to this podcast, just allow me to reiterate. And sometimes, family, I reiterate things, I reverberate things so that you can vibrate at a level in which you believe, huh, that God is for you. God is for us, huh? Won't you trust him today? Won't you believe him today? The holiday. Jesus is the reason for the season. But Brother Minza and I just stopped by to tell you, Brother A.J. Minza and I just stopped by to tell you that God adores you. So let's get happy about that, family, knowing that we're children of God. Huh? Not our neighbor, but you. You watching this video. Huh? You sitting out in the audience. You listening to this podcast. You. You, huh? You, God is saying, you, daughter, you, son, you, child of God, you, I love you. This is what God is saying, huh? He adores you. He loves you. Teenagers, listen to this podcast, young people that are on fire for God. I see your social media showing out, huh? Over in Nigeria, showing out Legos. I see what you're doing. Huh? I see what you're working with, how you represent God, and you represent this podcast and making Jesus famous. I see you, pal. I see you, and I love you. I love you, baby. I love you so much. I love you. I love you all. And I thank you for your love. And I'm not going to cry because I can get choked up. The love that God blesses me with on a daily basis. It says, I want you to take this. This is how the Holy Spirit utilizes me. He says, I'm presenting this love to you, and it's coming from an infinite supply. But by the time you end the podcast, by the time you end your day, when you're following up with my children who are called by my name, I want you to have nothing in your love tank, and I will restore it the next day. And we're going to do it today, tomorrow, now, and forever. As long as God breathes the breath of life into me, and I am obedient, and I'm not distracted by negativity, huh? My team knows not to bring me any negativity. I don't have time for it. And I'm not blind to it, but I just don't feed into it, huh? Because I'm focused. So some of you get focused on the things of God, and he will bless you. But every day, It's like I'm presented with this gift, and it has your name on it. And God says, go, you're my God. He says, here, here's your love. Here's my love. And here's love. Take it to my people. Take it to the nation, daughter. And I grab it, and I kiss Daddy. I kiss Papa God. And I thank him for the honor to serve you via this podcast, via this radio show, via this new something new we're trying out, implementing the YouTube behind-the-scenes video, so you can see me and I can see you. You can know that this is real. Our love relationship is real. Our love and our thirst for Jesus, like a deer panting out after the water. By the brook, Tom, that's how my soul pants after God. That's how our soul pants after God. So, having said that, family, I'm here for you is basically what I was trying to say. Y'all know I make a long story long, and a short story even longer. But I love you, and it's real, and I want you to know that. Huh? So if I have to sacrifice, and it's not anything but a sacrifice to come to you and do what I'm passionate about. I can do this 24 hours a day, but I do need to rest and I do need sleep. But I can do it effortlessly because my love for you is real. The love that God has instilled and bestowed upon me every day, fresh oil, every day, a fresh gift of love to take out of me from him and give to you. Hey! Just like that. Until it's depleted, and then he restores me as I sleep and presents me with a new basket with a beautiful bone. The basket is simply love. And he says, I want you to give up everything in this basket to the kingdom of God, to humanity. And daughter, I will restore you. So before we get into this prayer, get into today's headline, just know that I don't expect anything from you in return. So I count it all joy when you like and you share this podcast, when you like and you share these videos, huh? When you decide to click the follow button on your respective social media account, count it all joy, because I don't expect anything from you in return. When you contact me and you say, hey, I'm going to buy your book, you are actually investing in the body of Christ, and you are becoming a part of a humble, humble endeavor to make Jesus famous, baby. Huh? And you're being connected to Source, which is God, and we give away to charity. Huh? So, like, I thank you. And I got a little choked up just now because I sincerely don't expect anything from you in return. But you do it anyway. You guys go ham on the likes. You guys go ham on the retweets. You guys just go ham on the prayer content, on the online, the headline content. And it touches me. That's why I get choked up. It touches me. You touch me. Like God touches us from heaven every morning. Like breathing the breath of life in the absence of it. Death. We are not breathing. We're dead now. Huh? Air. I need your support. Like the air I breathe. Like the air you breathe. I can't do this. There's so much positive going on. But then there are so many principalities that don't want to open up doors for this podcast and for us. Because we endeavor to make Jesus famous, there are principalities of light and darkness at war with us, with me. And I don't really speak about it. But God, God, he's at work. And within short order, the right people, they're going to come to me, and they're going to be able to create opportunities that's going to lighten my load a little bit, where I really just will be able to focus on